Now, this week, an earthquake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale erupted in the mid-Atlantic. At 1,000 kilometres from shore, it wasn't strong enough to cause damage. But for the researchers at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, it was another reminder that Ireland has no official early warning system should a larger earthquake put Ireland in the path of a tsunami-type wave. Tom Blake is an experimental officer with Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. Tom, was this a wake-up call to us?
Well, we monitor the earthquakes all the time and we see them very regularly, and they occur quite regularly, in fact, in this area called the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, which is where the continent splits, if you like, from Iceland right down the middle of the Atlantic through to South America. So earthquakes occur there all the time in the region 4 to 5.5 or 6 on the Richter scale and quite strong. But I think it's important to raise the profile simply because Ireland as an island is exposed to threats from the North Atlantic, the Caribbean and the Azores in terms of potential tsunami-generating events, yeah?
And are there shifting earthquake tremors given the whole development of global warming?
It's not necessarily directed to global warming, but the fact that the Earth's plates are moving around like a jigsaw that's jostling for position all the time, certainly we see this kind of activity very frequently on the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And in fact, a month ago, just off the Azores, around the epicentre of the very famous Lisbon earthquake of the 1700s, there was a 6.2 on the Richter scale. Now, it wasn't tsunamogenic. In other words, it wasn't capable of creating a tsunami. But the point is, we have to monitor all these events constantly to be able to give people a reasonable alert to take alternative action. But of course, you're right, we don't have an early warning system in place in Ireland to do this.
And I want to come on to that in a minute, the whole issue of an early warning system. But I mean, this is 1,000 kilometres offshore, 5.5 this earthquake was. What damage does that do to the seabed?
Well, as it happens, this one, we estimate the depth to be something around 10 kilometres. So effectively what's happening there is a release in strain from plates that are, if you like, jostling with one another. So when they're deep like that, there is, and at that kind of magnitude, 5.5, there isn't a great threat. But if this was at the surface or near the surface, well, then we would see significantly greater effects. I mean, our instruments recorded the tremor in Ireland quite clearly. But if you remember, in 1984 in the Irish Sea, the event that was 5.4 on the Richter scale was at about 20 kilometres, but it caused structural damage along the east coast of Ireland.
Now, come on for me to this whole question of early warning and alert. What have we at the moment?
Well, at the moment in Ireland, we have a series of, we have two stations we call broadband stations that are capable of recording over long frequency, and then three short period stations. The point is, though, none of these recording stations are state of the art. We can't see the data in real time. We have to wait for anything up to an hour to get the station data from one station, and up to a week or 2 weeks for another. That's not exactly rapid response, you know.
So a wave, if it was to happen, could be well on its way to us have seen it on your monitoring equipment.
Well, absolutely. And I think this is exactly where we're coming from in relation to the request we put into government for an updating of the seismic network in Ireland. Given that, I mean, an earthquake occurring anywhere on the surface of the earth, be it Kamchatka in Siberia or whatever, we get the response within up to maximum 17 minutes later on. So we can respond very quickly to an event from anywhere all over the world, right? So we'll know whether something is tsunamogenic or not and be able to take alternative action.
But do we really need this in Ireland? Can we not depend perhaps on European networks or on our neighbours to have an alert system that we can, if you like, piggyback on?
Well, I think as an independent jurisdiction of our own, I think it would be incumbent on us to have a system in place that protects our own population and not necessarily have to rely. I mean, we do deal and work very closely with our European partners, but their systems are far in advance of ours. And to wait for them necessarily to warn us, I don't think would be...
How much is it going to cost us, Tom, if we are to upgrade as you would like?
Well, the recommendation that we put into the government a year ago, actually, is for the sum of €750,000.
How much? 50,000?
No, 750,000. Less than a million.
So three quarters of a million.
Three quarters of a million will get us up into the league where our European partners are at the moment for us to be able to function properly.
And realistically, is there a risk that a tsunami-type wave could start moving in towards us from the Atlantic?
Well, the capability is there, and we know, for instance, in 1607 that 2,000 people were killed in the Bristol Gorge by a tsunami-generating event. So we have historically, but I mean, obviously, none of us have a crystal ball. We can't look into the future, but we should at least, with the sort of computer systems we have available to us nowadays, have these in place to be able to give us, be able to make a more informed decision, if you like, in relation to what sort of action to take.
All right. Well, Tom Blake, experimental officer with the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. Thanks for explaining all of that to us this evening. The text 51551, and just a couple of texts before we go to weather.